the retro pop, new, Canadian, and even local, Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and it is Thanksgiving Day. Now, for the last several years on Thanksgiving Day, I've done a fairly food-related show with lots of songs and music about turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, and so forth. But there's only so many times you can do that. There's a limited number of tracks out there about Thanksgiving. So I am going to limit myself to one that has a Thanksgiving theme today in a little while, and that's simply because it is a brand new release, and with one exception, every track on today's show will be all new material released in the last several weeks, some of it just in the last few days. Now, we have one exception, and the exception looks back to the career of the late Jim McNeely. Jim McNeely was an American jazz pianist and composer who just died on the 26th of September at the age of 76. He had a long career beginning in the 1970s. He played with groups with Stan Getz, among others, also with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. And he spent a fair bit of his time in Europe, including a stint of 4 years in Denmark. The album we're going to go back to is called Paul Klee. It's entitled after the great early 20th century artist. And it's a collaboration between McNeely and the Swiss Jazz Orchestra. From that album, let's hear Jim McNeely, the Swiss Jazz Orchestra, and Tod und Feuer, Death and Fire.
Thank you.
Jim McNeely and the Swiss Jazz Orchestra with Tod und Feuer from 2008. And Jim McNeely left us just a couple of weeks ago on September the 26th. Let's go back to Canada for our next act. And it's a while since we've heard from Molly Johnson, the singer who is the sister of the actor Clark Johnson, well known for his TV roles, such as Homicide, Life on the Street, and The Wire. But whereas he went to the States, Molly has stayed fairly firmly in Canada. And her last full album was about 4 years ago. It was a holiday album. But she's back again now with what appears to be an extended play of two or three tracks, from which I'm going to take a single. Here is Molly Johnson with All I See.
So bright it's all we'll ever need. All I see, all I see ahead of me. Well, I know that we hold the key to peace and to love and to sweet, sweet, sweet harmony. Just believe in all we see. We just want to all be free. But nothing good comes easily. Let's just agree. The beauty here for all to see. Let happiness watch over me. To peace and to love and to sweet, sweet, sweet harmony. We really need sweet.
Johnson and All I See. Let us go to another veteran, and this one, the octogenarian Mavis Staples. Not exactly a jazz musician, although the kind of music Mavis has done in latter life certainly crosses into it, but she's principally been a gospel and R&B artist, particularly her career with her family, the Staples Singers, back in the 70s. So Mavis has some brand new music out, an album called Sad and Beautiful World, released a few weeks back. From it, let us listen to Beautiful Strangers.
Every day, oh, I'm sorry.
Staples and Beautiful Strangers from her brand new release entitled Sad and Beautiful World. Let's close out the first half of today's show with something from Nicole Glover. Nicole Glover makes her first appearance here as a leader, but she has been played on the show before because she is a member of the very successful all-female musician ensemble Artemis, led by Canadian pianist Renee Rosnes. Nicole is a saxophonist and a band leader in her own right. She lives in New York. She's a member of other groups such as Ursa Major, which is led by the bassist Christian McBride, and again, also a member of Artemis, as I said. She's performed and toured with Wynton Marsalis. She's worked with Kenny Washington, Lenny White, and Joe Farnsworth, vocalists such as Dee Bridgewater. And she has her own trio with bassist Tyrone Allen II and drummer Kayvon Gordon. They have just released a brand new album. They're second as a trio, and it comes out on the High Note Savant Records label. The album is called Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, Nicole Glover and Obsidian. And I will be back after this and after some PSAs with more Dark Glasses on CFRC.
Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And it is Thanksgiving Day. Just before the break, we heard some new music from Nicole Glover, and that was from her brand new album, Obsidian. Now, I mentioned at the start of the show that the only Thanksgiving-themed song I was going to play was going to come up, and it was going to be played because it was new, like most of the entries on today's episode. And so what I picked was a Thelonious Monk classic called Stuffy Turkey, Thanksgiving Turkey, get it? But not in the Monk version, but by the saxophonist Dana Stevens. Dana Stevens comes from the West Coast originally. He's a composer and saxophonist. He's performed with artists such as Kenny Barron, among others, Gerald Clayton, Dan Cray, Al Foster. And the brand new album, which is something like his 12th or 13th, is entitled Monk D. It is all monk-related music or monk-written music. He features on the album Ethan Iverson, Stephen Riley, and Eric McPherson. Let's give a listen to Dana Stevens and Stuffy Turkey.
Thank you.
Dennis Stevens and Stuffy Turkey. Are you having turkey tonight? We're not, actually. We actually had our Thanksgiving dinner last night, and we had lamb for a change. It was good. So let's move on to a younger musician, and that is Colin Sherman. Colin Sherman is a woodwind artist, and he's had an interesting trajectory. He started out doing primarily digital electronic music because he didn't have much equipment to do his own recording, so he'd record things from different devices that were available, drum machines, radios, anything he could plug his recorder into, as he says, and then transferring it to the computer. Reminds me a little bit of early Brian Eno. He also says on his website that one of the reasons he did this was that he was in the middle at that point of a significant depression the last several years, and what he called ambient electronic music just seemed to reflect his mood. Eventually, he sort of got out of the depression and started getting interested in recording his own music, got some more equipment, and has released a couple of albums, including this brand new entry just out 2 days ago. It is called Life Eats Life. Here is Colin Sherman and the title track from that album. That was Colin Sherman and Life Eats Life, the title track from his brand new album. You know, I described him as a woodwind artist, but that really doesn't do Colin justice because he plays guitar and also synthesizers, too. Let's go out to the West Coast now, once again, and the latest new album from the Ira B. Liss Big Band Jazz Machine. This is an ensemble that's been around since the late 70s. Ira B. Liss has actually been with it for a long time since he started it. He is well known in California, particularly in San Diego, where he resides. He would be hard to miss if you ran into him because, well, I haven't seen him. According to his website, he stands 6 feet 7 inches tall. Could have been a basketball player, I suppose, instead of a musician if things had gone a different way. But Ira has a new album out. It is called Unexpected Guests. That seems also appropriate for Thanksgiving, too, doesn't it? Anybody ever had somebody show up with an unexpected guest that wasn't invited or just came along with the one you did invite? It's happened to us. Sometimes it works out really nicely and you meet new people. Anyway, from Ira B. Liss's album, Unexpected Guests, here he is with Violinspiration, and that features Nora Germain. Thank you. That was Violinspiration, featuring one of the jazz violinists of note, and that is Nora Germain. The leader here is Ira B. Liss, and the group is the Ira B. Liss Big Band Jazz Machine from their brand new album, Unexpected Guests. Time for one more track, so we will go to Octopus Dreams, the new release from the Bruce Gertz Quintet. We are now back on the East Coast. Bruce Gertz is based in Massachusetts. He is a veteran bassist. Here from the new album Octopus Dreams is Seaworthy. Bassist Bruce Gertz and his quintet from their new album, Octopus Dreams. And I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have for today's show. That's some great new music today, and there will be more coming up in the future. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, I've got two shows. I haven't quite decided which order I'm going to put them in. I promised you some time back a part two of Joni's Jazz, the Joni Mitchell new release of most of her jazz cuts of the last 40 or so years. I'll also be interviewing a Canadian band leader and saxophonist, and that is Darcy Heppner. I'll be doing that interview later this week, and it just depends how quickly I can get that produced. But that's what will be coming up on Dark Glasses. I hope everybody is having a good Thanksgiving Day, and that the next short week is good for you. I will be back on next Monday at the usual time, 2 p.m., with more Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. This is Daniel Wolf signing off for now. In the meantime, keep cool and stay safe.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize